This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Thank you for listening every Saturday and Sunday. And if you've missed any portions of our show, we've got podcasts available on our website, AmericaWeekend.com. Well, it's been almost a week since the wind started blowing and blowing and blowing in Moore, Oklahoma, eventually getting up over 200 miles an hour. A devastating EF5 tornado that wreaked horrible, horrible damage throughout that town. You have seen the footage, and you have probably heard about some of the relief efforts. Some of those have come from people saying, hey, let's get a tractor trailer and fill it up with stuff and drive there. There was one group that brought three trucks from Phoenix, Arizona to Moore, Oklahoma. They just did an immediate little fundraiser in their town that didn't involve money. They just told people, bring water, bring Gatorade, bring shampoo, bring soap, bring clothing, bring work gloves, fill up these trucks. And they filled three trucks and drove them from Phoenix to Moore, Oklahoma. Groups all over the country have been doing that. And there's also been quite a bit of money raised, several million dollars at this point. A lot of that money has come through what's called rapid response crowdfunding online. Campaigns for tornado relief that have been started by organizations and by individuals. And much of that has come through the auspices of my next guest. His name is Dave Boyce. He is the CEO of Fundly.com, a website that helps people do these rapid response crowdfunding campaigns. Hi, Dave. How are you?
Oh, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Tell me how Fundly works and what it does.
Well, you gave a really good intro. Fundly is a crowdfunding platform that allows people or groups to launch a website in just minutes and upload photos and their description of what they're doing. Then connect to their social networks. It connects directly into Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. You can upload email, your email address book. And then you send it out to your friends and let them know what you're doing. And as your friends join, either support you or donate to you, they're also able to share with their friends. And we use social media and the way that you communicate with your friends generally in the world to help that spread rapidly. You can be taking credit cards within 5 minutes. And so I think the rapid response descriptor that you gave it is pretty apt. And it has been the thing that's allowed money to come in kind of the quickest for the most direct relief. Of course, crowdfunding won't fund the bulk of what's happening in Oklahoma, but it certainly is providing direct relief to groups on the ground and families on the ground kind of before larger aid is able to arrive and or is able to spot the needs that are kind of between the cracks.
Now, I'm looking at some of these fundraisers specifically for tornado relief in Moore, Oklahoma, and people set them up with a goal of $5,000, $3,000, $10,000, $2,000, $500. And there's one that had a goal of $1.5 million, and I notice that one has drawn over 18,000 donors and is more than 100% funded now. In other words, they got past the $1.5 million goal. But as I look at all of these, I would probably be drawn to the one that most other people have given their money to, but how do I know who's legit here and who's not?
Yeah, well, for you, if it's not a friend of yours that sent it to you, then you've got to do exactly what you're doing and just try to judge by what's there. And what we recommend is that donors look to see what other people are funding. If somebody's friends haven't given money to them, then you probably shouldn't either. you saw the one that's raised over $1.5 million.
Yep.
That's Mercury One. They started with a goal of $50,000. They hit that within an hour, I think. And
wow.
And then, they raised their goal to, I think they left it at 50 for a while, then they raised it to $500,000, then they raised it to $1 million, they finally raised it to $1.5 million. It's really policed by the social graph, the same way the rest of the internet is. It's policed by the internet, I should say, just like Wikipedia is and everything else. If it's legit, and the people's closest friends are donating, then you can probably feel confident that this is something real. You can read it and use common sense. If it's sitting there at zero, it may be you can wait for one of your friends to send you something or find something else to donate to.
Yeah, of course, you know, I've got friends who've been fooled by stuff on the internet, as every email I got from the year 2000 to the year 2005 proved. I had to introduce people to Snopes.com to debunk a lot of the stuff that was being thrown around on the internet. So there's no official vetting of the relief efforts that are put up on Fundly at your end.
We do three checks. We check to make sure it's a legitimate human being. Actually, we do four checks. We make sure they have a bank account that they control that's in the United States. We make sure that they pass the anti-terrorist Patriot Act regulations.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do everything we can to get them to connect their own Facebook as well. So by the time a campaign launches, you should be able to see the person's face. We know they're a human being. We know they have a bank account. And then beyond that, it's just about, you know, how influential are they within their friend circles.
Okay, so what do you think this says about Americans, Dave, that we're so quick to click and support these efforts when we see tragedy going on in one place or another? What does that say about the American spirit?
Well, I grew up in Oklahoma. I remember Will Rogers Elementary School in Stillwater, Oklahoma. The alarms would go off, or the sirens would go off for the tornadoes. They'd file us out to the hallways and have us squat down and put a textbook over the back of our head and neck while we waited for the sirens to go down and hope nothing terrible happened.
Mm-hmm.
My heart goes out to the people in Oklahoma. The imagery is just horrific. I have a family that still lives there. I'm super impressed with everything I've heard, conversations on the ground, and what I'm watching with Fundly. I'm super impressed with the American people, and specifically the people in Oklahoma. I know that they're going to recover quick. But even those of us that don't, I live in California, even those of us that don't live there can participate from afar. I think what we want is something that's really rewarding. We want to know that we're helping someone. We want to know that we're giving directly. I mean, you know, one of the campaigns on the website is to help a school teacher whose car was lifted out of the school parking lot and she needs a new car.
Mm-hmm.
Well, people have rallied from all over the place. I think she's about $6,000 in to a $10,000 goal. I feel really good about that. And when I join that campaign, I become a follower of that campaign the way you would follow someone on Twitter, meaning every time one of my friends comes in, I get notified. Every time it reaches a milestone, I get notified. When she buys her car and takes a picture of it and puts it on the site, I'm going to get to see that picture. That's kind of a direct and immediate response, and I think the American people have really stepped up, and I think we're going to continue to do it. People in Oklahoma have it the worst, but the rest of us can be a part of it.
But Fundly isn't just for people in Oklahoma. You've had rapid response crowdfunding for people in Boston after the marathon bombing, for Sandy Hook Elementary, and for others. There are all sorts of campaigns going on right now. Does Fundly take a piece of the action? How do you make money?
Yes, it's a good point. You know, this rapid response disaster kind of response is, it's really a service that we provide. We kind of leave our doors open, and we hope that it can be helpful in times of need. The main Fundly business is to work with nonprofit organizations on an ongoing basis, Habitat for Humanity, Teach for America, Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. We have thousands of nonprofits that use it for run, walk, ride events, galas, dinners, other crowdfunding, et cetera. And what we do is we allow all of that, you know, those efforts to start with zero money. In the old world, you'd have to pay tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars to to set up an online fundraising campaign with email and social marketing.
Yep, but you helped them and facilitate their ability to get online and do this. But I'm just answer me quickly, yes or no, because I'm almost out of time here. Does Fundly take a piece of the action?
We do, yes. We take between 4.9% and 2.9%, depending on the scale of your effort.
All right, Dave Boyce, I appreciate your time today. Dave is the CEO of Fundly.com. Look him up and you can help out with this rapid response crowdfunding for disaster relief. This is America Weekend. America Weekend.